over on Paramount Plus, also arriving on Friday, we have a new period drama series called A Gentleman in Moscow, and here is a clip.
State your name.
Alexander Ilyich Rostov.
Occupation.
It's not the business of gentlemen to have occupations.
Your class is a threat against Russia. Therefore, it is the judgment of this committee that you be returned to the Metropole Hotel, where you will remain for the rest of your days.
This stars Ewan McGregor. I think he's one of our great actors. Of course, he was in Trainspotting. He's done Star Wars as Obi-Wan Kenobi. In this, he is playing a Russian aristocrat who is imprisoned in a Moscow hotel for more than three decades. And I'm pleased to say that they don't try and do the sort of generic Russian / Eastern European accent. Everyone just does it in their own accent, which I have to say I prefer. So it's an eight-parter. It's based on a novel. And yes, McGregor is Count Alexander Rostov. And at the beginning, it's post the Russian Revolution, okay? He's come back to Russia. He was in Paris, I think. And he's on trial because they're putting all the aristos on trial. But because he wrote a communist poem when he was younger, rather than being executed, they say, well, you've got to stay in this posh hotel in Moscow. You mustn't leave. If you leave, you'll get shot. And it's a very opulent hotel, but he's stuck up in a little kind of attic room, which is like the servants' quarters. And it all takes place inside the hotel. So it's fascinating. It's actually shot on location in the north of England, in various cities in the north of England. McGregor is, as always, he's great. He's got a very good moustache in this. And he befriends this little girl in the hotel who sort of shows him all the back ways and the corridors and secret passageways and so on. And then years later, she comes back as an adult with her own daughter, and he looks after that little girl. So, yeah, I think it's really nicely done. It's sort of like all these aristocrats who have, well, they haven't exactly fallen on hard times, but the revolution has happened, and the communists are keeping them all in the hotel so they can sort of keep an eye on them. So it's all sort of faded nobility, if you like, distressed gentlefolk. So I really enjoyed it, and I always love seeing Ewan McGregor. He's just a class act. And his wife, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, is also in it, playing a famous film star, Anna Urbanova. Hannah, is this one for you?
Yeah, I like Ewan McGregor. If you know he's in it, you know it's going to be good, because you say he's stellar, isn't he? He just knows exactly what he's doing. I thought what was interesting here is that the set was actually shot on a Manchester soundstage. So it like had 19th century buildings in Leeds, Bolton, Halifax, all used for different scenes. So I thought that was quite interesting, because you wouldn't necessarily know that when you're watching it. I think it's really well done. I think it's something that I always go back to this, of whether you can kind of get on and do something else while you're watching it. I think you want to sit back and watch this properly, because it's quite hard hitting in places, and it's interesting, and you don't want to miss sections of it. Do you need to know every part of it for it to sort of piece together? But as I say, anything with Ewan McGregor in has got to be worth a watch, hasn't it?